Hello and welcome to jasonnewland.com. This is Boring Objects. Boring Objects. And the point of this is basically I choose a subject. This is kind of like a sub-strand of Let Me Bore You to Sleep. Except I'm a little bit more focused. So please only listen when you can safely close your eyes. And it's a bit more focused, but not so much. It's not focused, but it is. You know, with the Let Me Bore You to Sleep, you've got no one knows where that's going to go. At least with this, it's a focused, at least it's starting off on a subject and trying to stick to the subject. Okay, so I've done a few of these, and so I thought I would, the subject would be NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming. Yeah, that's my boring object for today. So, we have to go back all the way to... By the way, the point of this is for you to relax. You can get bored, you can relax, you can fall asleep, whatever you want to do. It's just an opportunity to let go and that's it. I'm making an audio, I'm making a video. There will very likely be background sounds because I live in it's a tiny little estate, but it's where all the problem children live. So it's very noisy at times. There's a very high level of inconsideration going on around here. So, but this is during the day. Can't really moan that people are having a life outside, you know, but just to let you know. There's always a chance of background sound. Until I get my proper recording studio. So once I got £500,000, I'll get a recording studio and I'll be fine. But until that day, it's going to be sometimes sound in the background. But you know what? I don't think it really bothers too many people. I don't get a lot of really comments on it. Because I don't think the microphones pick up too much of it. Unless there's like an excess amount of shouting or a helicopter landing or something like that. But then if it was a helicopter landing, I'm going to be looking out the window watching it. So I'm not going to be making a recording. You know what I mean? So, NLP. What does it stand for? Neuro-Linguistic Programming. What does it mean? I don't know. Look it up. Google it. I'm not going to do everything for you. So, my first experience of... NLP was probably 98. Yeah, it was 1998. And I'd gone through a bit of a weird period. And I was reading a lot of self-help books, listening to self-help audios like tape cassettes. Courses and stuff like that. So I was very into that at the end of 1997. Also, you know, during 98 as well. At the beginning of 98, I bought two books on hypnosis. They're both like beginner's introduction books to hypnosis. And then I didn't know about NLP. But my friend handed me a leaflet and it had an NLP like thing, like information about it. I don't know what it was. I didn't. Because he had a friend who was really into that kind of stuff. Now, at this point in life, we did have the internet, but it was slow. And I didn't have the internet at home. I used to go into the internet cafe, but that wasn't until 2000. So I didn't really get involved in the internet until 2000. But it was very slow. I used to look at it when I was at the club and stuff. But what I did is I just went into bookshops, found some books on NLP, and that's what I did. I bought a book. I think the first book was Itchy Armpit. No, that wasn't the name of the book. Frogs into Princes. I think that's the first one. Why am I saying this? That's not how it happened at all. I got a couple of tape cassettes, like self-help things, but one was an introduction to NLP and the other one was a similar kind of thing, but it was had a different title. It was a different people making it. So I listened to both of those cassettes on NLP. And then I think I bought those books. And then eventually I discovered, I looked in the bibliography and looked in the, to see who other, what was about. Discovered Richard Bandler was the, and John Grinder were the co-founders of NLP. So then I bought their books that they did together. And I pretty much bought all the books that were available at the time. So I had quite a big collection of NLP books. And part of NLP was hypnosis. Now, I'm pretty sure I might have this the wrong way round. I might have got involved in NLP before hypnosis. I might have actually listened to those tapes at the end of 97. But I'm pretty sure I didn't. It's because I didn't know what hypnosis was. I knew that I'd seen it. Paul McKenna, who I now kind of look like a bit. Paul McKenna used to do a TV show, Paul McKenna's Hypnotic World or something. And it was a very popular TV show. I used to watch it. And outside of that sort of television, entertainment, stage hypnosis, I didn't know anything more about hypnosis apart from what I'd seen on television, some of the TV shows from the 70s and the 80s where they'd have there'd be a phone call and a person answer the phone and then suddenly drop everything and go and be a spy or whatever because they were hypnotically trained to do that. I don't know. So there was some weird stuff that... I don't think hypnosis has ever had a particularly realistic or positive reputation, because on stage it's kind of a bit of humiliation, really. It's volunteered humiliation because people know what they're going to do. If someone volunteers to go on stage to a stage hypnotist in front of all their friends and a bunch of strangers in the audience, they kind of know what they're setting themselves up for. It's not, you know, they know that they're going to be doing some pretty silly things and looking silly. But they, you know, it's a choice. They choose to do that. So it's not humiliation in the sense of they don't know what's going to happen. But it is still kind of, I mean, yeah, I suppose if you're laughing with someone, but we're not, we're laughing at them. People, they're being laughed at, not with. Let's face it, you know. So, I don't know. I've never done it. I've never even seen it live, like in person, outside of television. And I'd like to. I'd like to maybe, if there's something close by, like a stage hypnotist, I quite like to go and visit and just introduce myself and just say, you know, I've been involved in hypnosis for a long, long time. Was it 25 years? And I'm interested in stage hypnosis. I know I've been trained even how to do it, as well as reading books and stuff. So I kind of know. I know how to do it. I just don't know how to do it, if that makes sense. Yeah, I know. It's like, I guess really, it's like knowing how a car works. And knowing how to drive a car. Knowing how, you know, all the rules of the road. But not ever having got behind a wheel. Never having actually turned the engine on of a car. I'm kind of like that. When it comes to stage hypnosis, you could go even further. I could say I even know how to build the car. Kind of, let's go a little bit too far, but you know, I know probably more than I need to know about it. But skill wise, I have no skill in doing it. I don't know. I could. I'm pretty sure I could pull it off. Ooh, no, I'm pretty sure I could. I don't know. No, I probably do a really bad job of it. I would, if I was going to, I've had training, but if I was going to do a stage hypnosis thing, I'm not sure if there's any enough training that I, you know, I don't feel confident to do it. And I know that if I did, if I was going to do it, I would go to see someone like Jonathan Royal, and because I did training with him a long time ago, and he's an expert on stage hypnosis. And to get my confidence, then that's what I'd need to do. But I'd need to see him literally like the day before. In fact, I'd need him to hold my hand, probably, because it's a lot of pressure. I mean, I've done entertainment. I used to do comedy when I was... when I was 91 years old, between the ages of 20 and 28, I did stand up in London, and I wasn't any good. I'm just letting you know, but I know how, I kind of vaguely remember how hard it is to stand up there with people staring at you, wanting, expecting. But what I didn't realize is they were hoping that people hope that the comedian is going to be funny. They don't want the comedian to be rubbish. They want him to be funny. I never realized that. I almost used to think that the audience were willing for things to go wrong, but they're not. They want to be entertained. They want to have fun. And so I was kind of, in my mind, giving them what they wanted, making everything go wrong and bad. Anyway, that's a different subject. And so stage hypnosis, that's a different subject, isn't it? NLP is what we're talking about. Okay. Okay, I'm back on track. So the idea, just notice if you're feeling a bit more relaxed than you were before. If you're feeling a bit more sleepy, maybe. Just let go. If nothing else, it's a little bit of company. It's a little bit of silliness. I mean, none of my recordings really are supposed to be taken hugely seriously. I mean, I take the hypnosis side of things serious. But even then, you know, just needs to have a little bit of a... just need a bit of lightness in life, I think. My opinion. So, I got the tapes, the audio self-help kind of introduction, two different introduction tapes. I used to have them. I haven't had them for a long time, but yeah, kind of, I think I might have got them on CD. I think I might again. Just seems a shame that I had all this stuff and I haven't got it anymore. But anyway, yeah, I used to have this stuff and I was an avid collector of self-help CDs and audios, depending on what format they came in, as well as meditation and stuff like that, visualization. So I read a lot. I listened to a lot of books, lots. I mean, I literally buy two a week at one point for years. So I had lots and lots. Plus I'd buy the books and I'd buy, you know, so I was very, I suppose if anything, I probably listened. I was more prone to listen to the audiobook than to read the actual book because it's easier. I can listen to the book on the way, on a train, on the way somewhere, you know, or laying down with my eyes closed, you know, it's just easier. And I still like, I listen to Audible. And if I ever was going to promote something that I actually really use, Audible would be it. I'd happily earn a little bit of money from promoting Audible because I genuinely use it. I love it. I've got hundreds of Audible books and I've listened to hundreds of Audible books. And, yeah. It's probably my favourite app on my phone. It's sort of the app I use the most is that. Yeah, it's fair to say. Fair to say. So, watch this space. I'm going to start promoting Audible. Ooh, I love Audible. I think it's brilliant. It's just handy. You know, again, I'm not getting paid anything for mentioning them. I'm not getting paid anything anyway. But I love Audible. Makes me happy. Do I love it? It's not every book's good, obviously. It's a gamble, like anything. But if you don't like a book, you just send it back, innit? Get rid of it. Bugger it off. Don't want you. Boy. I like books that are read by the author. I don't know what it is. I don't even care how well the author speaks. I want to hear what the author sounds like. Instead of some professional voiceover artist, I want to hear the voice of the person that wrote those words. It's just a personal thing. And it's not the case, you know, there's loads that haven't got the author right reading it, sometimes because they're dead. There's sometimes, for whatever reason, they don't want to do it or, you know. But I do prefer that. Usually. Yeah. So NLP, I basically, I got interested in it. In late 97, early 98. So I'm going to go 98. I'm going to go after I got interested in hypnosis, but I'm not sure. And then, so I read a couple of books. I saw that there was a course, an evening course at City University in London. And it was on a Tuesday, I think, or Thursday evening. I think it was Thursday evening. and like 6:30 till 9, something like that. And it was a year-long course. So I went, signed up, went along. It was it was basically an introduction to NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming. And it was good. I remember going there, and it was just, I hadn't been into an educational setting for quite a while. And it was, you know, it was City University, so it was a big old place, and it was nice. I liked it. I did. They had a lot of evening courses going on there. So I liked it a lot. I really, really enjoyed going there. So I did that for, you know, pretty much throughout 1998. And that was like an introduction. Teaching bits and bobs and, you know, basically teaching about NLP, teaching about different things. It's very exciting. It's all new, you know, really, because I'd read some books, but it's different from learning from people that were instructors or that were, you know, doing this for a living. And the man used to help people with pain and used to help people in hospices and stuff using NLP. So, you know, the lady was amazing. They were both amazing, both of them. I actually went to the lady for a bit of help, personal help as well. And so come 1999, I decided to do a practitioner in NLP with Richard Bandler himself. There was a lot of people there, so it wasn't just him and me. But I did that in 1999. I did a practitioner. I did a master practitioner as well. I also did a hypnosis course. So, and that for 1999, 2000. And so I got quite a bit of learning in there. I also was continuously buying books, and there was this service where you could rent videos out. I'm talking videos, not DVDs, videos. You could rent them out and keep them for, I don't know, 3 weeks and then send them back. And it'd be videos of NLP trainings with Richard Bandler and stuff. And a lot of those video recordings are now available on YouTube. So can you hear people shouting outside? Oh dear. So I went there, and then I did see the NLP training. I really enjoyed it. I'd like to go back. Not in time. Maybe, but more just to, it was a good experience, a very good experience. And then the thing that grabbed me about NLP, and then, because a lot of NLP is hypnosis is a big part of it. And there are two things, the idea that you can relieve someone's pain, reduce someone's physical pain, was like, wow. You know, that's the thing that really got me. And the other one is that you can reduce people's stress and relax them deeply. Those two things, knowing how important relaxation is, and also not knowing that I was going to be going in the future through a very difficult time in the early 2000s with like issues regarding that stuff. But it just caught my imagination. And I think it was more the pain relief. I really thought, wow, this is phenomenal. This is something that I'm going to spend my life doing. And I want to help as many people as I can. with pain relief, really. That was the main thing. And then, but also as I got progressed, the audience told me what they wanted, really. Because I was doing videos, I started making videos and podcasts in, was it 2006? And it was the relaxation, sleep stuff that was always the most popular, above the pain relief. And the pain relief was my passion, but it was the sleep and relaxation recordings that were the ones that were listened and played most. And then I moved into other things, and I tried to cater for everyone, which is impossible, obviously. So I've tried to incorporate the NLP as well as the hypnosis side of things within what I do. I think the NLP is more from a creative perspective. But that, you know, I still watch lectures by Richard Bandler. I still have my books by NLP books, which I'm thinking, oh, I perhaps want to reread some of those things, some of those books from all those years ago. And I've got a few. I've got about, I don't know, not that many, about 15 books on NLP, maybe more, maybe less. Most of my books nowadays are on hypnosis, but, you know, I still got those books on NLP. And, yeah, I perhaps need to reread them, as well as spitting everywhere when I talk. I can see it, like, just moving in the light. Like a little dancing diver. So, yeah, so that's my experience of NLP. I must have been very, very optimistic, because when I finished the course, I thought, I'm going to raise £10,000. Seriously. And I did, I booked a venue with my friend's club, and he let me have the venue, and it's going to be for a week. And it was going to be, what I wanted was 100 people paying, 100 people paying £100 each for the week, which would be £10,000. Is that right? 10 people paying 100 would be 1,000. Yeah. So 10,000, that's what I was aiming. And I put adverts in the local London papers, and it was basically going to be a relaxation week. Now, I guess I didn't really think it through, because who's going to take a whole week off work to do something like that with someone that they don't know? And £100 wasn't a lot of money. I could have done a weekend or a day, like a Sunday or Saturday, and maybe I'd have got more people. But I did get one person. I got one person that came along. Now, I think it was a weird situation, but she came in, and I said, well, I'm not running the whole week for one person. Obviously, that's not going to happen. And I think she might have contacted me first, phoned me or something. I said, well, come along. We're not going to have the course, but I'm happy to see you, you know, for an hour or so. And we did some stuff, and it seemed to be helpful to her. It was some relaxation and a few NLP techniques, and it seemed to be helpful. And she told me it was helpful and changed the way she was thinking about some stuff. Now, I didn't have any experience. I had been practicing a lot because I'd been on a course that lasted sort of 10 days, you know, and another one that lasted 5, another one that lasted 7. So I'd had a bit of experience of practicing with other people. But yeah, it was weird. And it was my first taste of really doing any kind of one-on-one work. Now, I did a few others after that with like family and friends and stuff over the years, but I didn't do anything else until 2006. That was the next time I really did anything with members of the public. But before that, I did, you know, I did pain relief with my aunt and my nan, and did some relaxation with my cousin and stuff. So, and did some other relaxation with friends. So that's it really. So thank you for listening. This is my Boring Objects, and this has been NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming. Take care. Lots of love. Bye.
Oh, that's nice.